It's 1990, and Yelena Apova and her husband Leonid have left Russia. She has an uncle already living in Atlanta. Yelena speaks some English, but not much.
I started working when I was here for maybe 10 days or 2 weeks after I arrived. My English was so bad. I still say being a cashier was my most challenging job ever because I had to learn how to speak. I had to learn how to understand. I had to learn all the fruits and vegetables I've never seen. It was pretty hard.
In addition to working as a cashier, Yelena is going to attend school. She decides on Georgia State.
I asked my uncle, I said, what should I study? He said, well, you're good with numbers. Accounting must be it for you. And then I got Atlanta Journal and Constitution, opened the paper, and I saw that half of the job section was accounting. I was like, okay, well, that must be it. Easy to find a job.
And although she has a master's degree in engineering from a college in Leningrad, Yelena would have to start all over.
It was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. I was very concerned because my English was, like I said, wasn't good. And I was like, oh, my God, this must be so hard. But I took it slowly. I worked full time all the time. So I never had an opportunity here to study full time. So I took a class or two each semester. It was fine. It was not as difficult as I thought it was going to be.
It would take Yelena a little longer than 4 years, but she would finish school. And then came time to take the CPA exam. That's the test for those wishing to become certified public accountants. She would earn the highest score in Georgia.
I got Golden Key Award, and then I got what's called Elijah Watt Sales Award, which is top 100 in the U.S. And I was shocked that I did so well. I can tell you my only goal was to take it once. I didn't want to retake it forever and ever.
Yelena Apova is now a partner with a local accounting firm and is head of the International Services Group Department. It's been more than 2 decades since she left Leningrad. Yelena admits sometimes she gets homesick.
I travel back to Russia, let's say every 2 years. I travel internationally for business, and when I'm close by, I try to go there, you know, when I have some extra days. And, you know, it's interesting when I get there, the first day is always really odd. I feel foreign almost. But then after the first day, I feel like I never left.
Now a mother of two, Yelena says it's a little hard for her kids, daughter Sasha and son Misha, to understand growing up in a place that's drastically different from life in Atlanta. Sometimes Yelena Apova says she thinks about what her life would have been like if she never left Russia.
Yeah, I wonder. And I mean, definitely no regrets on my part that I'm here. I love the country. I love the people. I think it's everything and more than I had hoped for. But at the same time, I'm still very Russian. And of course, when I'm there, I feel very, very much at home.
Rose Scott, WABE News.